Well, it's always difficult to make predictions like that. You know, we're happy with the progress we've made in the last sort of 18 months.
Mm.
That has been generally on an upward curve. But obviously, you know, the first round of the Ulster Championship is always a very dicey sort of game to predict, because anything can happen. And, you know, a game can go on a life of its own after 10 or 15 minutes that you never could have anticipated. So we're as good a place as we think we ought to be at this time, but really it's all about its results process. And, you know, we need to get a win in the Ulster Championship, which we haven't had for a number of years, before we can start to think about, you know, are we in as good a place as we appear to be.
Probably came to Ballybofey last year, you know, left it in defeat, but probably left it happy and really built on it and built a new team, or started the building a new team in the back door.
Yeah, we'd been very disappointed last year coming out of Ballybofey, because you know, we weren't at the meeting in the league game, and we knew we had a lot of improvement to do from that. And I feel we did make that improvement. And on the day, I think we were a wee bit unlucky here and there that we didn't get at least a draw out of that game. And if we'd have got a draw out of that game, it would have given us another game in the championship. We'd have been back in Oma, and who knows what would have happened. So we were seriously disappointed, because we made a huge effort to bridge the gap that existed after our league performance, and I think we did that. But the result was still the same. We lost the game, which was very disappointing for us. But as you say, we did regroup in the qualifiers and had a good enough season.
Yeah, and obviously the influx of the under 21 players was I think generally seen as by most people as the big plus.
Well, certainly it brought energy to the people who were there. Probably not a lot of them actually became first team starters, but they brought an energy to the whole training program. They brought a confidence because they had been winners, and I suppose it was the more of the building blocks that you need to put a quality team together, and you need the youthful energy and the youthful enthusiasm who are playing with confidence, which sort of fills the jigsaw for you, so to speak.
And then come on to the league, and going into to tomorrow's game unbeaten, you know, a league McKenna Cup. I think it was 4 wins over your opponents.
Yeah, well, that's all true at this moment in speaking. But I mean, you're always only one result away from turning that on its head. So yes, we're happy that that is the case, but we're also cautious that, you know, this can change in an instant, and it can change anywhere, any day. And yes, it's given us a degree of confidence. I suppose we have to dismiss the 4 previous results, because if we depend on them or lean on them, then we're not in a good place. Realistically, we probably should be 2-2. I mean, Derry had the great chance to beat us in Owen Beg. Good lead, they scored 4 goals in the day. The McKenna Cup, they probably should have won as well, because with a few minutes to go to the end of normal time, I think maybe 2 points up, and we were a man or 2 down, and they maybe just switched off a little bit. And I suppose then when we got the impetus by getting the draw out of it, it was always in our control then to go and win the game. So that might be a false reflection, the fact that we've won the 4 games. I think it's much closer than that in real terms.
Having said that, of all those games, the most important one was the league game in Oma, and you won that very easily.
Yeah, well,
9 points, I think.
That's true. We had a good night in Oma that night. We seemed to play with a good fluency, and Derry just didn't get out of the blocks the way that we've intended to. We anticipated a much stiffer contest that night, and I'm sure Derry expected to give us a much stiffer contest. But it's one of those things, you get away on a certain night and things flow for you. And, you know, we ended up with a good margin of victory, and we can't deny that. But that will not necessarily make things any easier for us when we go to Celtic Park. It may bring the angst out in Derry much more than otherwise would have been the case.
Yeah, and obviously the danger as well is maybe, you know, an element of complacency in your players, given that they have had the 4, and particularly that league win. How do you guard against that?
Well, it's always difficult to guard against complacency, but I don't think it's necessarily a big issue here, because you're talking about sort of neighbourly rivalry, which is always there. And, you know, we always know that in Ulster, on any given day, anybody could beat you. So if you were complacent going into the Ulster Championship against anybody, you would be foolish. You have to be on your guard. You have to know that your performance needs to be as near the top as you can get it, to make sure that you're going to get the result you want. So that's the challenge for us. And, you know, I certainly don't think there'll be any complacency from growing, because we'll be very much on our guard.
Division 2 league champions promoted back up to Division 1, where you want to be, you know, for that 3-4 weeks ago. Was that the perfect run in?
Well, it was. I mean, that was our ambition, to get back to Division 1 as fast as possible. We were really delighted when after 5 games we had that already achieved. probably our last two league games, we didn't excel in them. But again, we're up against two teams who needed the points maybe more than we did at that time. So it wouldn't be all our own fault that we didn't perform as well as we wanted to. But again, to maintain the unbeaten run was great, and to actually clinch the final, because a few years earlier we'd been in the league final, we'd done very well in the round games, beat Kildare on the way to get into the final, and then they took the cup off us in the final. So that was important that we'd get silverware, and we did that, and I think that's been good. But it's history now, and it's the first part of the season left behind us. It's as good as we could have got it to the first part of the season, but ultimately you'd be remembered for the second part of it.
And tell me, how has the preparations gone since that league final?
Well, everything's been good. The people have played their club matches and they've got used to that again. And unfortunately, we picked up a few injuries, the likes of Conor Myler and Justin McMahon and, Rory Brennan. A few boys like that have picked up injuries, Conor Clark. So we're missing maybe four or five people that would be in contention for the squad, if not the team. And that you always have to deal with that. But somebody else's misfortune is somebody else's opportunity, so that's where it's at. We've picked a team that we think's good enough to win the game, and it's up to them now to perform when they get this chance.
Yeah, and the one thing that was very noticeable in the league this year, that you rarely pick the same team 2 weeks in a row. I think, you know, you had obviously injury and one thing and another probably determined a lot of that, but you seem to be building towards maybe having a 20-man panel or something rather than just a 15.
Yeah, well, I think that's the name of the game nowadays. You know, if you're really got a 15, as people used to talk about a settled side, the whole thing was, have you got a settled side? I don't think there's any such thing as a settled side anymore. As a settled squad, if you like, that you have your top 24, 25 players that you reckon you're going to be calling on various occasions to fulfil the requirements of any particular game. So it's not a 15-man game anymore for sure. And I think people need a panel of 30 plus to be able to actually keep the flow going. When you do have injuries, you do have people losing form a little bit, it's good, and it keeps the pressure on everybody to know that it's not just a set team and the rest people don't get a look in. I think it's important that people know they have a chance. If their form is good at any given time, they get a chance to be picked.
Yeah. Look, you've said you named the team and you've settled on a starting 15 for this one. I don't think there's any great surprises. Niall Sludden gets a big break at centre-half back, a big challenge for a young man.
Well, it is, you know, but Niall Sludden's been a very good underage player in a very unfortunate leg break soon after he came out of the minors, or maybe a year or two after it, and that put him out of football for a year or plus. And actually, I would have had him in last year when he was just back and recovered from that, and he wanted to take time out to get a year's club football behind him, which is a very sensible thing for him to do. And he did that, and he's come in now and he's shown us the quality footballer that he is, you know. And he's well able to deal with that. I think he's a quality footballer. He's a good foot passer, he's a good reader of the game, he's an intelligent player, and you know, I have no worries about Niall Sludden.
And really, when you think of it, really a lot of experience, you know, in that team, from especially from last year and last year's run to that All-Ireland semi-final.
That's true. I think we have people across the various age brackets, and that's always good to have. And of course, you've still got Sean Kavanagh up front, who is a serious threat to any opposition, and he attracts a lot of attention from the opponent's defence, and that in itself gives a bit of a break to some of the younger players who haven't as much experience. So that's all good, and I think you need people across the age spectrum to have a quality side, and we're happy that there's a fair, good, broad band of age profile within our team.
And Matty Donnelly and Colm Cavanagh seem to be the midfield partnership. You know, they're probably the one area that you've stuck with.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to work around who is your midfield partners. You know, people come and go, and some people can play it for a while. And you know, we've got the right kind of mix there, I think, now that Colm obviously is a brave player.
He's having a great season.
He's having a great season, and he knows how to defend from a midfield position. I think you need to have one of your defenders mindful of being defensive, and the other one perhaps an eye to attacking, because if both of them go forward, then you're very vulnerable in the middle of the park. So I think there's a good balance there between Matty and him, and long may that continue, because that's important for us.
And Ronan O'Neill seems to be finally fulfilling his potential.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted that he is, because, I mean, again, he had the cruciate injury, and people don't understand that, you know, it takes a year to get over the injury, and very often it takes at least a year to get back to your form again. and there's a lot of confidence factors come with it. There's a loss of game time, and you know, just things move against a player who has a cruciate injury much more than just getting over the injury. So I'm delighted that he's got over the injury, he's got those bad year behind him, if you like, and he's now, as you say, fulfilling the potential that we all knew he had, and I'm delighted for him.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously a few injuries. Rory Brennan's out, Niall Morgan's was out injured, yeah. Justin and Joe McMahon, Conor Clark, what's the story on those?
Yeah, well, they're injuries that leave them unable to take part in this weekend's game. The good thing is, I suppose, that they're all improving, and even Joe hasn't played any football since last August or something, but at least he's beginning to train with the squad now, so time will tell, you know, if he can push on now and get himself to the fitness level that's required. He's a quality player too, he loads of experience, so it's just good that the squad has that kind of depth to come in again, wherever that may be required, whether it's in qualifiers or the next round of the Ulster Championship. Then there's going to be time for those players to get more fitness behind them and be in consideration for the squad.
What did you make of Derry in the games you played them in this year?
Well, I mean, the day we played them in Owen Beg, they looked pretty awesome in the first half and they scored four goals against us. But we were glad that we were able to come back against that and snatch a one-point win. Again, in the McKenna Cup final, you know, for 65 minutes, they looked like they were going to win it. So, you know, we're very conscious that they're not as in as bad a place as I suppose that their league points would have reflected them to be, nor do we think that because we beat them in four matches this season so far that we're so far ahead of them. We just know that they're just waiting there to take our scalp, and we have to be ready to be able to deal with whatever they have in mind to try and do that. And that's the intrigue of the championship.
Yeah, and what about Celtic Park?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been a happy hunting ground for Tyrone, particularly in the Championship anyway, and maybe not even in the league. I don't think we've had many great results there. But that's history, and that's in the past. And, you know, on Sunday now, we have to just be ready to do the best we can. And if we can rewrite the history and say, well, Celtic Park was a bad place for Tyrone, but we want to start making it a place that's not just as bad as that.
And tell me, as you said, it's 3 years since you won a first round in Ulster, or a first game in Ulster.
It probably is that. It seems like even longer than that. And that's not pretty for us because, you know, whatever other provinces think about their provincial championship, Ulster has something special, you know, and it is the nearest you can get to All-Ireland sort of enthusiasm and intensity. And, you know, we really want to stay in this Ulster championship as long as possible. So we're really gunning for this game.
And as you're, 48 hours out, what's the gut feeling?
Well, I'd have to believe we can win the game. If I didn't believe we could win the game, then I'd be doing myself, our county and our players a disservice. We believe we can win this game. If we play to the potential that we have within the team, I believe we'll win the game. But then again, you know, I haven't got a crystal ball and things can change on the day. But I believe we're good enough to win the game, and I expect to win the game.